This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here and bring up whatever you want. We get into the energy situation, which is not just affecting people in Europe, but also starting to affect people here in the United States. I know electricity rates here in New Hampshire, the supply rates just doubled, like within the last couple weeks.
Yep. What was the reason for this? Because I know that the energy companies, they had to go before, you know, some state commission or whatever. For whatever reason, they couldn't just increase their rates. But surely they had to get permission from the government to do this. So they had to offer some sort of...
Yeah, but that's not what... If you read any articles right now, they're all blaming it on, guess what?
I know, my question is, what are the, war, what is the war excuse with Ukraine. That they're giving?
The excuse, it was actually written on the bill. I don't have it with me right now, but we can get it out for you if you want to. But it says right there on the bill, because it's a doubling of the rate. So they felt like they had to explain themselves.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Put it on the bill.
Sure.
This is a good way to get your buildings burned down.
Yeah, it says natural gas prices have gone up. So we had to increase your rates.
Yeah.
How much of natural gas, why aren't they burning coal or whatever?
I don't know. I've heard that there is a coal-burning facility in New Hampshire, so...
I thought natural gas was just for, like, heating and stuff like that. I wasn't aware that it was
generate
used
energy for
it. I thought that some of our energy is coming from hydro in Canada.
Could be.
And,
yeah, it doesn't all come from one source.
But, yeah, I've been looking for this for weeks, trying to figure out what actually happened. Because you can't just blame this on the gas prices have gone up, because they went up 6 months ago. And they've been going up before that as
well. Remember, they have to ask for an increase from a bunch of bureaucrats before they can actually charge, because all the power companies are highly regulated by the governments. So they can't just act like a business would act and instantly raise their prices when they see an increase. They have to go to the Public Utilities Commission, I think that's usually what it's called, and they have to say, well, looks like our costs have gone up, and we don't see them going down anytime soon, so we need to ask your permission to increase our rates, and then God knows how many months that process takes, because usually they have to go and propose it, and then the board has to, like, consider it, and then they have to take a public comment period.
Right.
And that public comment period has to last some, you know, number of months or weeks or whatever. And then after the public comments come in, then the board makes a decision on whether or not they're going to allow the company to raise the rates. So
and is the justification for all of this that, you know, the utility poles and all of that are on, quote, public land? Is that...
Yeah. They're a regulated industry. So you're using government utility poles, certainly. That is one point.
But, I mean, if the government didn't own all of the land, then they could just, you know, take that open space and put a utility pole there, right?
Yeah.
In theory, they wouldn't need government permission. I'm just, you know, curious how we got to this point in, you know, America's society, where if a company that's providing your electricity has to increase your rates, they require permission from a government. It's just insane.
It's sad. And
the same government that insisted on shutting down our nuke plant that is right there, you know, 10 miles down the road, that surely would have helped.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And why aren't we building brand spanking new ones? The technology is there.
The U.S. federal government, as I understand it, they have severe restrictions on what and if any new nuclear facilities can be built. Now, that's not something I've researched in depth, so if you know a lot more about the answer to that question, feel free to call us up here at 603-283-6160. You know, but suffice it to say, the people that are in the old power business of coal and natural gas certainly don't want nuclear facilities coming online, because that would be a lower profit margin for them.
Yeah, well, unless those same companies are investing in that new technology themselves.
Well, now
which is typical. I mean, look at everyone who's investing in green, solar and wind. It's usually companies like GE. It's usually the players, because they realize that you have these politicians coming out saying, "All right, we got to get rid of the gas, we got to get rid of the coal," and they've tested the winds. They know where it's at, and so GE's like, "Well, we need to have this. You know, let's sell them green,
And that's going to get more popular now with the electricity rates not quite doubling. Again, the supply rate doubled. That doesn't mean that the transmission rate, which is a completely separate charge, is changing. I think that's probably
that's
the same.
That's only here in New Hampshire, though, right? Because, like, in Mississippi, we used to go
to... This is everywhere. It's New England. In fact,
right,
this
which
article
is,
I'm reading
which is
right
not
here,
everywhere,
this
which article is what I'm right saying. You know, in Mississippi, you just had your one electricity bill. It didn't break it down into... this is your delivery cost. This is the actual energy cost. This is your bill.
Well, because here in New Hampshire, and I don't know about the rest of the region, but in New Hampshire, they did what they call deregulation, and I'm putting air quotes around that, because you know, true deregulation would be what you're talking about, Aria, where anyone who has the money to invest can build their own power company, run their own lines, make a nuclear facility in a neighborhood, power an entire neighborhood with that, make little mini nuke boxes for somebody's
basement. I don't know. There's a river going right by us, but they were not allowed to set up any kind of hydro dams in there. Yeah. I mean, there are all kinds of options if we were allowed to go after them.
Yeah, so there is no free market in this area, and it's a damn shame because we're being punished by the price and the lack of choice. We don't have many options, but what they did was they quote-unquote deregulated some number of years ago, maybe a decade and a half or something like that, decade or so ago, and they allowed people to choose a supplier for electricity.
Yeah.
So you still have to have... The electricity company is still your provider, quote-unquote, meaning they run the lines, and they have their own supply. So you can get your supply from the electricity company, but you can also get the supply from 5, 6, 10, 12, I don't know how many of them there are. There's a bunch of other alternatives out there, some of which are more expensive, some of which are less expensive. And there's, like, different terms. Like, you could sign up for a 36-month term or a 12-month term. And so there's, like, all these options out there as far as the supply is.
The last time I was looking at that list, we only had two options.
No, you didn't look close enough.
And one of those was a 36-month
there's a
term,
bunch of them.
And it is considerably lower, but the one-year term is
the
same.
But the problem is then you're locked in for 36 months.
Yep.
So if the price drops, then you're paying that rate all along. So that is an interesting thing, and I'm glad that that happened. It is a step in the right direction, but obviously it's not far enough. And these people are going to rake people over the coals. But rather than focus here...
And they're going to blame it. And they're going to blame it on an over-reliance on fossil fuels. Well, so now they can unload all of their new green projects.
Well, the possible good side... We were talking in the last hour about some of the positive benefits of what happened with the COVID crackdowns. You know, the few of them that there were. I think one of the positives of this might be that it may incentivize people in the state legislature to look at protecting nuclear within New Hampshire, maybe some sort of a federal nullification or a carve-out to tell nuclear companies, yeah, come on in. You want to build a place here in New Hampshire? We'd love to have you, because no one wants to pay 22 cents per kilowatt hour, which is what the current rate is, doubling from like 10 and change just a couple months ago. So maybe that'll be the benefit here in the long run, but again, the people on the left are going to oppose that, and so it's going to be an interesting next couple of years, because this is going to hurt people. The bill here at the studio, we don't use a lot of power. You know, it's just audio equipment, right? Like, we don't have crazy television lighting or whatever. So last month, summertime, you got air conditioners here. Usually summer months are actually the biggest power draw months in New Hampshire because, you know, it's expensive to air condition. And I think we had a $340 bill last month. This month it was over $500.
Wow.
And I've never had a bill that high before. And we did have a slight increase in usage, but it wasn't that big. Did you get your power bill yet?
I have not.
Oh, so you haven't? You don't know?
I have
the
not. I've been looking for it too. Mm-hmm. It's almost like they don't want me to know.
There was an image that was posted by somebody on Twitter today. And they appear to be located in, I believe, Ireland. Yeah, it looks like Ireland. They posted, they apparently are a self-described small coffee shop. And they posted their electricity bill. €9,836.
Wow.
Almost 10,000 euro. And remember, the euro...
Doesn't that more or less translate to a dollar?
It's about a dollar right now, yeah. So think of that. A $10,000 electricity bill. I mean, I don't know. The thing is, they didn't post what it was previously. So they didn't give us a basis of comparison. All they claimed was they were a small coffee shop. But the fact is, if businesses are going around, like, having to deal with power bills like this, and they were already having a tough time, financially, this is going to push some of them into being out of business.
Yep.
To say nothing of the consumers.
Others, they're going to try to stay in business by raising their prices. You know, you get ready for a $10 cup of coffee. There's more.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The number here, if you want to join the show, is 603-283-6160. We're talking about the power bill that maybe some of you are encountering and getting some sticker shock in this case, because you didn't realize this was coming. I didn't know it was going to happen. You told me about it, Conan. You said, hey, get your power bill yet? You said this a couple of weeks ago. I'm like, why? What are you talking about? And you said they're going to double the rates. And yeah, they did. They doubled the supply rates right here in little old New Hampshire. And we're not dealing with a one-fifth of the natural gas supply as they are there in Europe, where Russia, which supplies some European countries, I believe Italy, relies on Russia for about 40% of their, I don't know if it's just their natural gas supply or their overall energy needs, but it's a lot.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we're seeing prices go up. There was a lady that posted a nearly 10,000 euro, which is about $10,000 these days, power bill for her supposedly small coffee shop.
That's amazing. I mean, it's amazing that she would post something like that and there's no context available or whatever.
Yeah, that could be 6 months worth of bill. Or
I don't need $10,000 for 6 months. I mean, that's...
It's a lot. There was somebody else who posted on... I was looking at the comments on it just to see if there was any more that she'd post about it. There's another person who says here, I got one yesterday for a kiosk, which houses a coffee machine and a fridge and a till. That's it. No more. And she says that was 470 euro, and she gives some perspective saying that has more than doubled for her. So presumably this person might have been paying 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 euro a month for their power bill, and now it's doubled.
Is
right?
Is that normal for them though? $3,000-$4,000 bill? Because I mean, like,
that's the thing. We don't have the real context on that, but this isn't the only person. There were some other posts that I saw today as well. People are shocked at what they're having to pay for power, and it's like, we were talking about earlier how these public utilities commissions, they drag their feet, they're bureaucratic, they're slow, and the power companies can't just raise rates based on market conditions. They have to go and ask permission, which means there's a delay of, in many cases, probably several months, maybe more than that. Now, it might even take a year. I don't know how long these processes take, but it's government, and it ain't quick. So they're not nimble. They're not able to react quickly to changing market conditions, which means that everybody's got this sort of unrealistic expectation for what's happening out there. They see prices going up. Sure, yeah, okay. Price of eggs is up. Price of milk, things at the grocery store are getting more expensive. Well, guess what? They're about to get even more expensive because now these companies got to pay these power bills.
But you know, Ian, good news. New Hampshire is getting $3.5 million from the federal government for clean energy projects that supporters say will create jobs and reduce costs for consumers. The money provided through the U.S. Department of Energy State Energy Program is part of a newly released federal funding approved by Congress last year as part of a $1 trillion jobs and infrastructure law signed by the good old Joe Biden.
So more government inflation of the money supplied.
More inflation,
fake ass jobs,
and only able to use that money, that stimulus money, that relief money, on what they want to suspend it on, which is going to be more solar and more windmills and more
companies,
whatever.
Companies run by their buddies, of course. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. There's more to say about Europe and what's going on there, because there's a really interesting detail that the folks over at Zero Hedge have revealed about what's happening with all that Russian liquefied natural gas.
Oh, yeah. What are they, flaming it? What is the word? They have so much fuel. They are burning it.
Maybe, but there's something else.
Okay.
Jay Noon is with us, though, calling in from New Hampshire. Go ahead, Jay.
Hey, guys. I got to change the subject here.
Are you on a speakerphone by chance?
I am. Let me change that.
All right. I appreciate it, man.
And you're always welcome to change the subject. That's what we're here for.
Yeah, by all means.
Unless it's Sarah.
No, she can change the subject,
no,
too.
No, she can't. She's not calling anymore because I yell at her.
She'll be calling.
Go ahead, Jay. If you've got your speaker thing set up yet.
Do we have you?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Much better.
Loud and clear.
Yeah. So anyways, a friend of ours, Dylan Gingras, a lot of you guys listening may know who he is. He's a regular attendee at Pork Fest and been very active in a Free State project.
The loincloth guy.
Communities. Yeah, the loincloth guy.
Yeah. He's great.
So he's been with this woman, Shiloh, Brudeau, is how you say her name, for, I don't know, a little over a year now, maybe longer, I'm not exactly sure. But she has a few kids, and they're living up in Vermont in a homestead.
Mm-hmm.
And Vermont state police have issued a warrant for Shiloh's arrest.
Oof.
That's not pleasant.
Oh, Jane, say the last 10 seconds. You dropped out.
Yeah, we heard warrant for an arrest, and then you dropped out.
A warrant for an arrest for Shiloh, who's the mom, because the state of Vermont, DCYF, wants her children because she has not registered them with the Vermont homeschool program.
Now
they've got an order to take her kids.
What are they doing over there in Vermont?
Yeah, I thought Dylan knew better.
They got a beautiful land. It's all the other cone.
New Hampshire is beautiful, too. Yeah. I mean, we're...
right. Vermont is not safe. I've been telling these guys that. And this woman, Shiloh, she became a very strong activist for freedom with the COVID lockdowns. And she's been getting a lot of grief from a lot of local commies in Vermont and statists who, like to wear masks and want to force people to take vaccines. And, because that's sort of what the culture is morphing into in Vermont. You have a bunch of people who've been literally, they're just results of the grooming by the public school system to make people dependent on government. They're in a bad situation. Dylan actually got arrested last night, I believe, as the cops were literally trying to snatch her kids, and Dylan was outside and she drove off. Dylan told her to go and he stayed there with the cops and she left, and they never chased her or anything. She just left. I sent Bonnie, there's a newspaper article, an internet news article about how she's wanted for, not allowing the cops basically to steal her kids. She's just protecting her babies.
So she thwarted a kidnapping, and now there's newspaper articles about how she's a bad person because she thwarted a kidnapping.
Basically, yes. It looks like some leftist type news thing. Like I said, I sent Bonnie the information.
What is it that Dylan was charged with?
We don't know what Dylan's charged with. Nobody's been able to talk to Dylan.
So he's still in custody. He hasn't bailed out.
He was basically taken sometime yesterday afternoon, and nobody's heard from him. Not his mom. I haven't heard from him.
That's crazy.
And, his girlfriend hasn't.
Do you know in which area of Vermont he was snatched up? Because you could always call the local state police barracks or the police department and ask him. I think we're losing you. That would be the way I would handle it. I would find out. If you can figure out where they lived, call the nearest state police barracks and ask, do you have this person? And did you arrest this person last night? Where is he being held? And then go from there. But I'm sure you'll give us updates as this develops. Jay, thanks for the call tonight. And if you're out there and you care about freedom, you care about homeschooling, you care about independence, you got to get to New Hampshire. If you love liberty, if you're a libertarian, if you're a voluntarist, liberty-loving anarchist, you got to get to where you've got people who can back you up.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Mikhail Gorbachev, the last leader of the Soviet Union who sought to reform the communist country and presided over its demise, has died at the age of 91. In a 1984 BBC interview, British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher expressed her fondness of Gorbachev.
I like Mr. Gorbachev. We can do business together.
President Biden spent part of his Tuesday in Pennsylvania. Biden focusing on crime, saying there's too much gun violence in America.
My plan also takes common sense action to reduce gun violence and violence overall.
The president noting guns are the number one killer of children in America. Biden arguing young kids should be learning to read in school, not taking part in duck and cover drills. You're listening to USA Radio News. An FBI agent's actions have caused him to be relieved of his duties.
Timothy Tebow, a senior FBI agent at the Washington field office, is out of a job after decades at the FBI. Mr. Tebow is facing intense scrutiny over allegations he helped shield President Biden during his 2020 presidential campaign. Tebow allegedly killed off a criminal investigation of Hunter Biden's laptop evidence 1 month before the November 2020 election. That's according to Senator Grassley's whistleblower at the FBI. FBI Director Christopher Wray on his agent's actions.
I found it deeply troubling.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Airbnb says Columbus, Ohio is the top trending destination for Labor Day weekend. Columbus was selected after Airbnb looked at reservations made by U.S. travelers from January 1st to June 31st for September 2nd through the 5th check-ins. USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited if you want to join the show. The number is 603-283-6160. Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com. It's a great place to go and learn about cryptocurrency, like Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash. You can click on Get Started at the top of the page, and you'll find some good introductory information there. You can dig as deep as you want, or if you're in a rush, you don't have a lot of time, just watch that first video. Get some of the basic concepts down about crypto. Just click Get Started at the top of the page at Bitcoin.com. If you are already into crypto and you want to get the latest news headlines, they've got you covered there on their news site at news.bitcoin.com. That's news.bitcoin.com. With you in the studio, you've got Ian.
How are you?
And Conan.
We're going to continue here. Of course, we'll take your calls and thoughts. We were talking about the energy situation, and Conan, you just found some more information on exactly what some people in Europe are already dealing with.
Yeah.
It isn't even the winter time yet, and I had a story, and we'll get into it in a little bit, about some of the cuts. They're trying to cut people back, restrict people's energy usage.
More work at home.
And based on the pricing alone, people are going to have the incentive to cut back. What is it that you just heard?
So you had some tweets from Ireland?
Yes.
This is affecting UK pubs. A troubling survey commissioned by trade publication The Morning Advisor revealed the entire British pub industry could be on the brink of a tsunami of closures this winter.
Wow.
If the government fails to intervene in power markets to ease cost pressures. According to the survey, 70% of the respondents...
You can't intervene to stop this.
This is their problem.
Price controls are not going to... They never work, and that's the only kind of intervention a government could do.
Right. Well, the Morning Advisor thinks that the government needs to step in, and of course we know that that doesn't help. According to the survey, 70% of respondents say if electricity prices continue to soar, they will be unable to operate and forced to close up shop. This would dramatically alter the landscape of pubs.
Unless you want to pay $20
next spring. Yeah.
$30 for a beer.
More than 65% of the pubs surveyed said power costs rose more than 100%. 30% of those said utility costs jumped 200%, and 8% experienced 500% increases.
Jeez.
Most pubs warned they couldn't afford the exponential rise in energy costs. One pub told The Guardian utility company had quoted them a 600% increase in power cost versus their current contract. So This is just the restaurants, and this is affecting everyone. So your home costs are going to go up. But if your place of business where you make money to basically pay your electric bill, mm-hmm. if you can't go to work,
how are you going to pay the home bills?
Wow, tsunami is the correct term.
Bad. They could go get a job at all the remaining corporate businesses, because that's ultimately what's going to happen here, right?
It's been happening for the 2 years, at least.
Right. We saw this happening under COVID, where all the lockdowns were affecting the mom-and-pop businesses, but Target and Walmart and all the big box stores, well, they were able to stay open, no problem.
Yep.
Everybody else had to shut down. Some people went out of business, and they never came back. Some of them managed to stay on.
Well, a lot of that was because they were unwilling to put up with the nonsense and or to get people to even come in and work for them who are afraid for their lives.
Yeah.
Now, this is a whole new...
New challenges,
list of closures coming because of the rise in energy.
Because how many of these businesses were already on the edge? How many were already pushed to the brink of teetering on the edge of total failure?
With their help wanted signs in the window.
And now it's like, okay, here's double the power bill.
Here's some more straw that broke the camel's back.
Right.
It's
crazy.
But this is what they want.
Yeah.
You know, I was asking our last host, John Michael, if he thought there was a lull. If this was the hope experiment, maybe we'll talk about that in the next break. There is an actual experiment that involves drowning rats. Within 15 minutes, a rat will drown. Plain and simple. But if you take that rat out of the water and allow the rat to recover,
mm-hmm.
and then put the rat back in the water after it thought that someone would save it,
mm-hmm.
would come to its rescue, 60 hours. It lasts.
Really?
Oh, yeah. This is a repeated experiment.
Oh,
so we might be in the lull, the hope part of the experiment, the great reset experiment, where they're just allowing us to catch our breath because they're gonna amplify. And we're just getting into winter, man.
This is when the fuel
prices go up, energy costs go up. This is gonna, I don't think that we here in the States are getting hit like a lot of the other countries are.
Not yet.
Because we have guns, which is part of it. But I mean,
people aren't gonna take their guns to the power company. I mean, you're gonna have to pay that power bill whether you like it or not.
This is correct.
Yeah.
And we don't get 40% of our energy from Russia. And Russia's
We do get like 50% of our New England does, our New Hampshire does, from natural gas. And if we're not producing our own and we're having to truck it in from North Carolina or somewhere, wherever we're getting it, or hydropower from Canada, we're not even making our own, they can tell us whatever they want.
I get it, but none of those things are because we have guns. You know?
No, but I'm talking about how are we, if you look at other countries, who are letting their governments lock them down. Some of them are still Shanghai, New Zealand, it's gotten better.
Mm-hmm.
But how did those people allow their governments to do that to them? Never forget.
Just that obedience.
Are you seeing all the memes that are coming out? And good on them. People keep making these memes. Never forget the kids in band class
with their tents
on, or they had masks on but they were cut out so they could play their instruments.
All the absurdities.
There were so many absurdities that human beings allowed themselves to go through because someone with a badge, someone with a uniform, with a lab coat on, told them to do so.
There was one of our regular chatters in the Free Talk Live Matrix chat server, Buffman John, posted earlier. I posted one of these energy related posts, and he said he knows people in England, Manchester, England, just a couple tiny little apartment. Their electricity bill more than doubled. and they are now being very, very judicious with what electricity they're using. They're very careful about which electronics are turned on versus turned off. I mean, usually if you can afford to, you know, live how you, just leave some lights on in the house or whatever, yeah. People are going to be starting to clamp down on that.
You better close that window.
They're saying they're using the air fryer instead of the stove because it's cheaper. So already people are putting into some pretty severe voluntary austerity measures in their own homes just because of the pricing.
Well, I don't want to say that using an air fryer instead of a stove is necessarily austerity, but I mean, we've been taught about energy consumption, turning off the lights and all of this crap our entire lives. These people should already know these things. Turn off the lights when you leave the room and that kind of thing. So, oh, look, now prices are increasing. Like, God, I guess I have to turn off the light in this room that I'm not in.
An extra couple of dollars on your electric bill because knucklehead kid left the light on in his bedroom all day versus your electric bill doubling. This is not even the same ballpark. This is a new type of pain that's gonna hit everyone, and not just this country, not just England and Ireland. It's hitting everybody. And yes, pretty soon, in order to save a little money, you're eating your. So what are you cooking in your air fryer, Ian? I don't know, crickets, because that's all you can afford.
Yeah. Here's a quickie from Axios.com. European Union's 27 member states in July. This was at the same time that, remember, Russia's Gazprom, which is their state-owned energy company, told Europe, oh, so you're going to be back in Ukraine, huh? Well, guess we're just going to cut your natural gas supply down to one-fifth of what it previously was.
Yeah, what are you going to do about it?
And so they decided they were going to, quote-unquote, voluntarily cut gas consumption by 15% between August and March of 2023. As part of the agreement, mandatory cuts could be imposed if the energy supply situation worsens.
So they're cutting their usage by 15% over the next, 9 months or whatever that comes out to, when the decrease was by 80% and was immediate.
Yes, and they're trying to store the natural gas. They're trying to build up their reserves, basically, in the hopes that their reserves will get them through the wintertime. There's a little bit more about some of the restrictions that are going in place. We'll get into some of them coming up here in moments. And then what's happening to all that extra natural gas that's being supplied by Russia to China?
Going to mine some crypto?
No, it's actually a little bit more obvious, and I can't believe we didn't think of it before. We'll share that with you on the way. It's free time.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. Phones are open. You can join us here. Bring up whatever you want. The number is 603-283-6160. We're talking about the energy situation. Have you been dealing with this where you live? Because it's hitting here in New Hampshire, and it's hitting hard. 22 cents per kilowatt hour, up from 10 and change. That change came in this month. And so it's like, whammo! You thought inflation was bad as of the beginning of August. It's about to get a lot worse. Now, again, inflation is an increase in the money supply. So I guess what I mean is you thought prices going up was bad. Now you're going to feel the effects of what should have happened months ago.
Yep.
Because the government's been holding back on letting loose this price change just because, well, governments are slow at doing everything. And so this took a while to snake through the system.
Rent went up, already went up.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Your property taxes probably went up because they always go up.
Right.
And someone said earlier that, you know, that this was going to hurt mom and pops more. I'm not necessarily sure that's the case. I think it could be the opposite here. Mom and pops can open windows, can do things to reduce their electric consumption, right? Walmart can't. And
everyone's going to Walmart.
But they got volume. I mean, they've got...
Or buying online.
They've also got an electric bill that's 100 times what your local, you know,
prices are going to go up.
Store is going to be.
There's no doubt. You're going to see prices going up to reflect just the increase in the power bill at all businesses.
Right.
But the odds are the big corporate ones are the ones that are going to survive this because they've got all the government benefits. They got the, you know, the government scratching their backs.
Got the contracts.
And they've also got the
hugest electricity bills.
But they also have way more customers. They got way more money flowing through there. They're going to pay those electricity bills. They're just going to raise the rates. And more people are going to shop there as the local businesses start to close.
I just don't see that happening.
All right. Well, we'll see.
I think that some of these big box stores might actually start cutting back a little bit, mm-hmm. maybe even cutting wings of their buildings down, because it's all going online. This is the online merchants are the ones who are going to make out fat, the ones using, you know, programs like Amazon.
Sure.
I'm one of these guys, by the way. I'm Yeah. You know, I'm making good money still selling, believe it or not, books. The hardest thing to probably sell during the recession and or depression is, you know, something you don't need unless I guess they're burning them.
I imagine they're going to turn down the heat and lower the lighting at the warehouses, though, anyway, just because, right? Lower those costs.
I know that their warehouses are overflowing, and I used to use their warehouses, but then they realized they started running out of space.
Hmm.
So if anything, they're going to be opening up more warehouses. I know Amazon's been talking about forever buying up these old closed down malls and retrofitting them to be kind of maybe a little bit of a storefront slash warehouse in the back.
I wish I had your optimism on this, Aria, but I don't see any reason to believe that a mom and pop business is more likely to survive this than the corporate competitors.
I don't see it. I've seen more mom
and
pop.
Well, all the ones I know, they can, you know, turn off some of the lights. They can raise their windows or whatever. They can turn their heat down. They can take all sorts of steps that Walmart can't. They don't have windows.
They already cost more than, you know, your average cup of coffee or whatever thing you got to buy. It's going to cost more at a local shop already, and now it's going to cost even more. There's a lot of people that try to stay local because of the whole buy local sort of mentality, and it is a lot of mythology, but that's going to start to get wiped away when the price goes to more than 2x.
Yeah.
What it was or what it is over at Walmart.
I'm making a Red Book prediction right now, Aria. You watch our Walmart. They're going to start actually dismantling the lights.
I don't go to Walmart.
Checkerboard. So they'll turn some of the lights off.
Go 50% or something like that.
Yeah. I'm calling it right now. So not just Walmart. It's going to be one of these big box stores is going to do this.
Well, they
to save some money.
You probably noticed that long before all these problems started, some of the grocery stores have those in like the frozen section. They've got motion detectors where the lights are out unless you're standing in front of the area, and then they will go ahead and turn on and let you see what the product is.
That's a common sense measure that should have been implemented years ago.
It is.
And like the checkerboarding lights. If they can get away with turning off half of the lights, then that just proves that for the last several years they've been over-lighting their stores. That's one of the reasons I don't go to these horrific places like Walmart's. The fluorescent lights are overkill. It's like walking into the freaking sun.
Well, that's what they're telling. That's what the energy experts are telling us, is that we were in a glut, an energy glut for like 20 years or so.
Well, yeah,
good times are over.
And the good times are over, and now people are going to have to start, cutting.
And people are going to do it voluntarily just because of the rates. I mean, the rates are going to make people second, third. They're going to think twice, three times, you know, what are their energy habits? What are their usage habits? When gas prices go up, people get a little more judicious about how they're driving around. They might make one shopping day instead of going to five or three different days, just do it all in once, make one loop. You know, so people get more efficient when prices tend to go up. That's sort of the natural process. But in Germany, and I'm going to go through a quickie list here of some of the restrictions, some of the things that are happening in
Germany is real bad
in Europe,
because they're all on board on this green. Shut their nuclear down, all solar, all wind, and stop buying gas from other countries. And now they are getting slammed.
Cologne's magnificent cathedral, normally lit throughout the night, is now going dark overnight. Public buildings, museums, and other landmarks such as the Brandenburg Gate will no longer be illuminated at nighttime either. In Hanover last month, hot water was cut off at public buildings as the city seeks to cut consumption by 15%. The southern city of Augsburg decided to just turn off their traffic lights entirely, apparently, which is an interesting approach.
I like that.
Yeah. Well, there's actually studies that show if you don't have the various different road controls, the signage and the lights and stuff,
you drive safer.
More carefully.
You drive safer.
So that might be an interesting side effect of that one. In Spain, we reported on this one, Congress agreed to temperature limitations, air conditioning no cooler than 27 degrees Celsius, or what is about 81 degrees Fahrenheit. Now, that is in public buildings such as any business that's open to the public. I don't believe that yet applies to people's apartments or homes. After 10 p.m., shop windows and unoccupied public buildings will not be lit in the whole country of Spain. So if you're a late-night store, you are now out of business.
Now, these are new regulations that are being foisted on these people,
yes.
or
they're new.
smart merchants are just deciding, you know what, we don't need these lights all the time. Let's save some money.
Air conditioning, this is Italy now. Air conditioning in schools and public buildings have been limited in what the government labels Operation Thermostat, starting as of May.
All the more reason to take your kids out of public schools. First, they froze them during the winter by forcing them to have windows open or to eat their meals outside or whatever. Now they're going to burn them up during the summer by raising the air conditioning up to 85 or 90 or whatever they're setting it at. That's intolerable.
Right, and of course they're going to use all the heat to push the whole global warming thing. It's like, oh, you didn't know how hot it was until we forced you to turn the air conditioning off. Italy is one of, by the way, the most reliant European countries on Russian energy. In France, while roughly 70% of their energy comes from nuclear power, because for whatever reason France gets it, in at least that one area, France has committed to cutting natural gas consumption as well. Shopkeepers will now be fined for keeping their doors open and air conditioning running, a common practice. Illuminated signs will be banned entirely between 1 a.m. and 6 a.m. Now, this is
that's what you want. Illuminated signs. What kind of insanity is that at night?
1 a.m. to what?
No, 6 a.m.
Yeah, who's actually walking around shopping? Unless,
well, I tend to do my shopping. That's when I prefer to do my shopping. But that's when you want your signs to be illuminated at night.
If you're open overnight, you definitely want it. It's not that important if you're not open. Right.
Well, you don't want an illuminated sign during the day.
That's true.
The point that I'm getting
at. That's true.
And now you can have it lit up at noon, but not 3 o'clock in the morning when it might actually be useful.
This is just the beginning, though. Okay, it's the early portion of this. People are starting to get pummeled by these rates. They're going to be cracking down on their own volition, on their own households. But the government gangs are going to come in harder and harder as the months get closer to the winter. That's just my prediction on this. And I think it's going to get pretty ugly. It's not looking good.
Putin!
Blame Putin, right? Yeah, the Putin price hikes, as Biden put it. And you know they're going to do the same
inflation
here. I'm surprised it didn't say that on the power bill where they were explaining why. I'm surprised it didn't say it was Putin. Putin did this to you.
Fine print. Maybe it's on the other side.
Yeah. So that's what's going on.
Well, our local radio and NPR, and they are all saying that.
The Putin thing?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Of course they are.
So you said they didn't make some sort of message on the power bill. What was it?
It said it was due to the increased price of natural gas.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's why they had to double the rates.
Which we're buying from other states because we can't produce it here, even though we have it. We have the ability to.
I don't have any natural gas.
We have coal here in New Hampshire.
Hmm.
We don't need to truck our gas in from other states or hydro from Canada.
I thought New Hampshire get coal from West Virginia.
We're getting whatever it is. I know we're getting 50% of our energy bill is gas. So the other is whatever. Hydro, solar, wind.
Yep. If you want to weigh in here and share what things are like where you are, maybe you're running a business and you just got your increased power bill somewhere in the world and you want to talk about it, is it going to put you under? Are you going to be able to get away with whatever price hikes you're going to have to put on the products?
You're going to have to.
Customer's going to say. 603-283-6160. Hour 3 is coming up.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from 2 mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.